February 11, under which standard? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 6:24. Every individual in our world will be arrayed under one of two banners, the chosen and loyal under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel, and all others under Satan's standard. There is to be no compromise with the powers of darkness. Individually, we must take our stand. If we are not at enmity with the Prince of Darkness, the serpent, his foes encircle us and all our powers. His sting is in our hearts. All who range themselves under the blood-stained banner of the Prince of Life will henceforth count Satan as a foe and will in God's strength oppose him as a deadly enemy. They will take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And what will they do in order to hold vantage ground? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. Ephesians 6:18. We should be quick to discern danger. We should see the hateful character of sin and should expel it from the soul. The doers of the Word know that in Jesus there is strength, which becomes their own by faith. They are clothed with righteousness that God will accept, for it is the righteousness of Christ. Clad in this armor of God, the panoply of heaven, they successfully resist the serpent's wiles. Not one soul has a moment to lose. The concerns of eternity are of sufficient importance to take precedence over every other enterprise. What must I do to be saved? Should be the great and solemn question with us now. I wish that all could appreciate the wonderful working of God in behalf of man. For fallen angels there has been no atonement, but for fallen man a full and ample offering has been made to save to the uttermost all who come unto God by him. God beholds in all his children the image of his only begotten Son. He looks upon them with a love greater than any language can express. He unfolds them in the arms of his love. The Lord rejoices over his people.